Welcome. It is Your Money, reminding you right out of the gate, if you have a financial question for Bruce or Peg, you can call this number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-888-6-ADVICE. And you can always email your questions to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. But right now you can text or call our studio line at 651-461-9226. Here is now the Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, Peg Webb, also the founder of Wealth Enhancement Group and financial advisor, Bruce Helmer. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Susie. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Peg. Hello, Susie Jones. Thank you for the introduction, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Hey, Peg, I like what we're going to do today for a lot of different reasons, but the title of the show, we call it What's It Like to Work with an Advisor? And kind of the overview is that working with an experienced and knowledgeable financial advisor has really changed since you and I started in this business decades ago. And we're going to talk a little bit today, you know, about what has changed and, you know, what might be changing in the future. And I know one of our premises, Peg, always is that people that work with a financial advisor, and there's a lot of statistical data to verify this. I know some people are always going to say, well, Bruce and Peg can't be objective. They're financial advisors. But again, don't take my word for it or Peg's word for it. It's easy to Google this stuff. There's a lot of research out there that verifies that people that use an advisor do better than those that do not. Yet despite that, the majority of the population still does not use a financial advisor, which means, Peg, you and I still have a lot of opportunities to grow our business because there's a lot of people out there that don't have an advisor. But, Peg, today we're going to talk about kind of what the industry looked like when you and I started and how it's changed. And some of the changes, frankly, not everybody has jumped on board with. For example, I think our industry used to be very transactional. You would meet with an advisor and they would sell you something. They would sell you a mutual fund or something. And it was a very transactional relationship rather than a comprehensive planning relationship. But there's a lot of people in our space that still work that way, but that's not how we work. And I don't think that's the direction that our industry is headed. Peg?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about our firm today, and I don't want this to be an infomercial by any ways, but we're very proud of how different we are today from yesteryear, for sure, because it was transactional, but even compared to a lot of firms out there. And I'm proud of the fact that you and the co-founders said, hey, we want a new model, you know, for clients, one that brings every piece of a client's life, and we consolidate it into one place. The second reason I joined you guys was because education was such a high priority, and it still is, hence why this radio show is still going 25 years later. We just believe that educated clients make better clients. So we get a question a lot about, you know, how is Wealth Enhancement different? But before we go into that, you know, the old way of doing this job as a financial advisor or broker or whatever you want to call it, is they used to just emphasize on process, meaning I'd sell a stock or a municipal bond. I didn't know a lot about the people at that time. They were just kind of creating their own portfolio, and I was assisting them in showing them what they could purchase, you know, for their portfolio. But the new and better way, and I call it our way, is that we do go through the values and the goals of clients. And I think the biggest part of Wealth Enhancement Group, and we didn't have this on our outline, though, is we really are driven to simplify the client's life so that they don't have so much stress, and that they have the confidence that they're doing what they should be doing. Because I know there's a lot of people out there, Bruce, that, you know, are worried all the time. And they're stressed out, and they don't feel confident enough in making their own decisions. The old way, too, we used to look at goals way out there and say, okay, 50 years from now, you know, we weren't necessarily doing financial planning. But today, you know, wealth is more of a fluid journey. I'd say that 20-year-olds should start thinking about a financial plan, not, you know, when you're 50, 60 years old. It's something where you're just constantly, you're thinking about it and making sure that you're on track. Then in yesteryear, too, there used to be a real technical focus. Like we would talk about beating the market, and this is the hot stock, which Bruce, you already kind of reminded us of that. But today, the new and better way, and many firms do this, is the advisors are trying to, you know, use a unified, holistic approach now and, you know, look at the client's, you know, depth of what needs do they have, you know, and what's important to them. And then lastly, I already mentioned it, the old way was transactional. And today, you know, like our service model at Wealth Enhancer Group is based on the idea that you can't just create a financial plan and put it on a shelf and forget about it. It is just a constant evolving financial plan. And our quote is, and it might be my quote, I mean, we want clients for life, not for a short period of time. But I think if you can engage with a group of people that you feel like you have that confidence, then they're going to have better outcomes, not only for themselves, but their future generations. Bruce?
Yeah, a couple of quick thoughts or stories come to mind before you dig a little deeper in this, Peg, on how we work with clients at Wealth Enhancement. And I may have told both of these stories on air before, but not recently. So the one, and it couldn't happen today because of technological upgrades, and we can block calls from people we don't know now, or our phone, you know, tells us if it's not somebody we know, and it's a spam alert or whatever. But years ago, I got a phone call from somebody trying to sell me an initial public offering or an IPO of a new stock over the phone. Didn't know me. I don't know where they got my name from. Probably bought it from some mailing list based on presumed net worth or value of the home, or I don't know how I got on a list. But somebody called and they're pitching me on an individual investment. Never met them face to face. Don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about me. And I was sitting there listening to the pitch, and I was kind of thinking, boy, I just can't understand why somebody would ever buy an investment from a complete stranger over the phone. But they must sell stuff. These people are working. They're probably making a living somehow. I didn't say that, but I was thinking that in my head. Finally, I did kind of cut him off in mid-pitch, and I said, wait a minute. You know, how do you know that this investment is even appropriate for me? And he said, it's a ground floor opportunity. It's new technology. It's a great investment for anybody. And he went back into the spiel. And I interrupted him again. I said, no, I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense to me. That would be like if I called you up and said, hey, I'm selling 30-pound bags of dog food for a dime a bag. You'll never see dog food this cheap in your life anywhere. How many bags should I put you down for? But if you don't own a dog, you don't want any of my dog food. And so I've often referred to our industry frequently as people selling dog food to people that don't have dogs. Now, again, that happens less today than it did, you know, decades ago, but it still goes on. And I've never understood it, well, how people can do that, but apparently they do. The other story, and this one maybe I have not told on air, but, you know, Peg, I know you and I both used to go to a lot of the like broker dealer conferences and things that we were invited to because of our, you know, presumed success within the industry. And at one of these conferences, they had a demonstration whereby they could tell it was a simulation. It was a role play, but they had one advisor who was focused on talking about himself and his accolades, his years in the business, research on how they get good returns on investment. And it was all about the advisor, and they had a way of measuring, you know, reaction, and you could see it live on a big screen. And the reaction was very negative. And then the other advisor in the role play was talking about the client. What's important to you? Tell me when you want to retire. And the scores were off the charts good. And I remember sitting in that presentation thinking, well, this is obvious. I know this. This is the way I've always practiced. But to the room, they were completely surprised. They were dumbfounded. And this is, you know, a conference where supposedly it's like the top 10%, the creme de la creme of advisors. And most advisors didn't know what you and I have taken for granted for most of our careers. So, again, the industry's changing, and I think it's changing in the right direction. And I know it sounds self-serving to say this, but that's the way we've always been. It's like the industry is finally starting to catch up to us, Peg.
Yeah, and you have told those stories before, and I'm glad that you repeated them because I haven't heard it for a while. But it's interesting how a person can just kind of get into a almost like you're in a box, right? You don't have the full range of idea of what's out there, which leads me to, you know, there's a lot of people probably listening that don't engage advisors, or there's some people that already have advisors. So what we thought we would do is just give the listeners a little bit of an insider's tour of our advisory practice. Because I can tell you, Bruce, I don't know how everyone else is doing it. I know how we're doing it, and I'm very proud of how we're doing it. But there's a certain path that we use when we're engaging clients. Let's say you're somebody out there listening and you say, oh, I'm intrigued by what they're talking about. We offer this no-cost introductory meeting. And you have to. There has to be some sort of meeting that it becomes something where, to me, it's like a two-way interview, because there's still people out there that don't really want to talk about their values and goals, the new, better way, the, you know, financial plan, the how to pursue, you know, a long-term relationship versus just a short one. And so this no-cost introductory meeting, which, by the way, we do in person or on video today. And so if you live in Minnesota, or you live in Florida, or you live in any state, east to west coast, you could have an introductory meeting with someone that maybe isn't, you know, right next door to you, which I think is great. And we have offices all over. But it's not necessarily about how many assets you have or what you actually are looking for as far as, you know, I want a 20% return, that kind of thing. It's, you know, you have to go through kind of the comprehensive evaluation of where are you today. Like, and we use this three-step process that just says, okay, let's first just organize. And in that introductory meeting, you're kind of, you don't necessarily have to divulge anything about your net worth, or we explain our services, we're full transparency. But then one of the big things, by the time a lot of those are 30 minutes long, is what will it cost? So you go over, well, what would wealth enhancement do, and if you engage us, because that's what most people want to know, right, in the first 30 minutes. They want to know, how do we get paid? Is that of value to me? And then if it sounds okay, then we go to step two and say, okay, would you be willing to give us more information about you and your family and what you're looking for? And would you like a comprehensive wealth plan? And we'll tell you how the successes of our existing clients, like why are they with us for decades of time? And so I explain that to them. And so then at that point, you want to say, okay, do I want to engage this firm? Full transparency, right? And there's no contract where you have to stay for a long time or anything like that. That's why I'm very proud of the fact that our clients are with us for decades. But it's because there's this ongoing evaluation all the time. And then, Bruce, kind of one of the bigger differentiators with us is our roundtable. And our roundtable, that was brilliant when our company came and said, okay, one person can't do it all. You know, we need experts in financial planning, tax planning. We need investment advisor people who are managing the money. We need trust services. We need tax preparation. We need business consulting. Of course, it took years to build that team, but we still have the theme of one person can't do it all. Bruce?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, Peg, when you talk about, you know, the fact that we retain our clients and we continue to attract new clients, and most of our clients, you know, are so happy with us that they refer family members or work colleagues or neighbors, and which again is very gratifying, very rewarding, and kind of a proof point to me that what we're doing is the right thing and it works. But the other thing, you know, when you mentioned, you know, the three-step process, we help you get organized, we collaborate, we guide. The key to that is that it's a process. It's an ongoing process. And we're with our clients every step of the way through retirement. We hold their hand through the bad times. And, the feedback that we get from clients is that we simplify their life. They can pursue their passions. They can spend more time with kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. They can travel. They can play golf. They can fish. They don't have to sit at a computer screen analyzing their investments or looking for ways to, you know, reduce their taxes. They know that they've delegated that to us, and it simplifies their life. Now, I don't know how to quantify that value or put a price tag on it, but I know it's there because our clients tell us it's there. Sometimes our comprehensive planning, you can look at a specific quantifiable number and say this strategy, for example, saved you X amount of dollars in income taxes. And that's great, and that's awesome, and clients appreciate that. But more often, it's actually more this nebulous, unquantifiable, my life is simplified and I appreciate it. And I can, Peg, I also always tell clients at the beginning of a relationship that if they can't determine over a reasonable period of time that they're better off with us, net of cost, net of what they pay us, if they don't know that they're better off, they should fire me. That's what I would do. I would fire me. And again, back to your point of our client stay and our client retention rate is extremely high. That, again, tells me that our clients are happy because, knock on wood, we don't get fired very often. Peg, we got a couple minutes left yet.
Yeah, and I like that you just repeated the organize, collaborate guide, because one of the things when you collaborate, and I already mentioned the roundtable, and I can't even imagine being an independent advisor doing this all by yourself, because if it were the rules were the rules and they were, you know, dipped in gold and put on the shelf, things are changing every single day in our industry. So I'm so thankful that the team of specialists are around me and the other teams and the other advisors. I can't not mention that when I worked at the other companies 25 years ago, the person next to me wouldn't even share an idea because we were so competitive and you were ranked at the end of the month. That's not collaborative, right? And so this process that we use, this path that we use for clients, is we take the responsibility to go find the information either from another advisor or our roundtable team of specialists. We have the resources to be able to serve the client in the way that they expect. So, and then the guiding, I think maybe we talk about that a little bit more on the back end, because once you become a client, we are so proactive compared to definitely some of our competition. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you have a financial plan, that actually just can't be a stationary thing. It's something that has to, you know, just continually be revised. And people will call us and say, guess what happened to me? Whoop. We got to change your plan because that was a life-changing event that we weren't prepared for. And that's easy to do because we have that template. We have those numbers. We can plug things in, change the goals a little bit, and give the clients confidence that maybe this wasn't the worst thing that happened, right? And sometimes it takes time to just understand that it sounds like it's a crisis in your life and for your family, but maybe it isn't, and maybe whatever happened was meant to be. Bruce?
Yeah, and Susie, I know we've got only about a minute left, so, but a couple quick thoughts. All this that we're talking about, our process, Peg, and again, it sounds self-serving, and I'll try not to hurt my shoulder patting myself on the back, but this didn't happen by accident. This was the founder's vision. We wanted to create something that was different than what the rest of the industry was doing. And this collaborative approach, I'll be the first to raise my hand and admit there are a lot of advisors in this industry at Wealth Enhancement Group and outside that are probably more technically proficient than I am, but I've got this team of support. I can hit a 4-digit extension on my phone or send out an email and talk to an attorney or talk to an accountant or talk to another advisor. And we do work together and we do share and we do collaborate, and it creates a better client experience. So, Susie, when we come back from break, Peg and I will kind of finish our discussion about what it's like to work with an advisor, what it's like to work with an advisor at Wealth Enhancement, and also we'll get as many questions in from listeners as we can in the second half of the show as well.
All right. Reminding you, if you are listening right now, 651-461-9226. I'll say it one more time. You can call that number. Write it down, 651-461-9226. We'd love to have you on the show. Talk or text 651-461-9226. Welcome back to the second half of Your Money. It's Your Money. I'm Susie Jones, reminding you at any time you can call or text this phone number, 651-461-9226. You can call or text 651-461-9226. If you have a financial question for Bruce or Peg, I would say on any topic, Bruce or Peg, as we take the rest of the show, the next half hour of the show, 651-461-9226. Welcome back, Bruce and Peg.
Thank you, Susie Jones. Thank you, listeners, for joining us and staying with us. If you joined us late, Peg and I today are talking about what it's like to work with a financial advisor, what you can expect. And because we know what we do and we don't always know exactly what the rest of the world does, we're specifically focusing on our process and how we go about things at Wealth Enhancement. But I think it's fair to say, listeners and Peg and Susie, that overall the industry has changed. It used to be, you know, very much an emphasis on process and on rate of return, return on investment, and beating the market and finding hot investments. And it's changed to being much more goals-oriented and focusing on a client. If they did talk about goals at all, it was some casual reference to some goal far off into the future, as opposed to a fluid, ongoing process, which is what we do now. So much of the time and attention used to be on the technical expertise and the skills and how great the advisor or the advisor's firm was. Now it's more on a holistic approach in terms of understanding our clients and their core values and their goals. And it's less transactional and it's more of an ongoing relationship. It needs to be, Peg. One thing we didn't say in the first half of the show, as an example, we pride ourselves in helping clients with what we call retirement income planning. And that means helping them spend their money. And a lot of people in our space, a lot of financial advisors or brokers, really don't want their clients to spend the money. They want them to leave it invested. But we understand that the reason clients save and invest and put money away and work so hard to do it while they're working is so that someday they can retire and have a lifestyle that they enjoy and not have to worry about running out of money. So we know they're going to spend it, so we help them spend it efficiently and effectively and always what I call spend the smartest money first. Now, the reason it's so important that we stay in constant communication is what was the smartest money last year might not be the smartest money this year. We may change where the income stream comes from, either because of investment performance or because of tax considerations. It's an ongoing process. And we talked a little bit about our three-step unify process where we help clients get organized. Then it's a collaborative process, not only with us and the client, but it's collaborative internally at Wealth Enhancement, whereby Peg and I, or whoever the advisor is, utilize the specialists that we have to make sure that we're giving our best advice. You're not limited to the technical expertise of any one person. And if you're my client, that is truly a blessing that I've got all these smart people to help me. And then the final piece is ongoing guidance, like I mentioned, and holding hands and hands-on help throughout this process. And we're big on providing clarity, Peg. I oftentimes have somebody come in that's working with another advisor, and when I ask how they compensate that advisor, the percentage of the time that they have no idea what they're paying the advisor or what the advice is costing them stuns me sometimes. We really want to provide that clarity, and we want our clients to know what we're doing and what the fee is for what we're doing, and why that net of cost, they can see that they're better off with us than without us. And if they don't see it, then they should probably terminate the relationship. I know there's a couple of other things that you want to get to, Peg, before we get to questions. I'll throw it back to you.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce. The story I wanted to mention is, you know, before Wealth Enhancement Group, I used to be in a room all by myself, and I would say it didn't feel as complex as it is today, because if you incorporate like a holistic and every part of your financial life into a plan, then it takes a village versus one person. I can't possibly know it all. Like clients will come in and ask me a question, and I'll say, I don't know the answer, but I've got resources that I can go to. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So to me, that's the big difference of, because people use the word team a lot, but team sometimes just means a group of people that are advising clients. I see it as a much bigger, broader team, which is adding in all those roundtable specialists and accessing them when we can. But I think we should get listeners involved.
All right, 651-461-9226. You can call that number or text. And, in fact, we do have a caller on our news line. John is on the air with a question for Bruce and Peg. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your program. My nephew graduated from high school last year, and due to finances and his intelligence, he cannot go to college, so he became a blue-collar worker. And all his paychecks are, you know, they take the taxes out already, deposit it into a savings or checking account. What I'm wondering is, could he take and write out a check for like $5,000, $10,000 and put it into a Roth IRA and consider he's already paid taxes on that?
Hey, John, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in with a really good question. And it's also lovely that you're doing this on behalf of your nephew. So Peg, a young man working hard.
We have lost him temporarily, Peg, so you can jump in and answer that question while we rehook him up.
Yeah. So if you have compensation that you get on a W-2, then you can contribute $7,000 if you're under 50 years old to a Roth. And you're right in that the paychecks that he got would be net after taxes. And so that $7,000 is not taxed. You can deposit that. You could do $1,000. You could do $2,000. But the maximum is $7,000. So I absolutely love the fact that a young person would be willing to put their money into a Roth, because the components of a Roth is, or the features and benefits is, yes, you have to pay the tax on that $7,000 right away, right? Then you put it in the Roth, and then provided that you hold that for 5 years or until you're 59 and a half, you get the growth tax free. Now, there's one caveat that I really like for young people too, and not that I would necessarily want them to pull the money out early, but that principal, that $7,000 that you put in, that actually could be pulled out at any time, even though you have earnings in the account. So let me give you an example. Let's say that $7,000 earned $1,000, over the next 2 years, then you want to go buy your first house. You could use that $7,000, take it out of the Roth and use it to apply as a down payment on a house. Now there's that a positive is, oh, you got your first house. The negative is you've just lost, you know, future compounding on that principal that you put in. But I still think it's a great idea for young people to do a Roth because they could go back and get their money out if they had a crisis or wanted to buy a home or something like that. Susie?
651-461-9226. We have a reestablished connection with Bruce Elmer. Bruce, I know you heard the question. Peg answered a bit. Not sure if you wanted to jump in at all, or should we move to our next question?
I'll just add something really quick if I can. And I'm sorry, I didn't even know that you had lost me. I'm glad we're reconnected. Peg, I love everything you said. The only thing I would add is I still think a lot of people get confused when you talk about, let's say, in the example of John's question, Roth IRA, and they think of Roth IRA as an investment. Roth IRA is a strategy which, as Peg so brilliantly described, gives you the potential, if you hold it long enough, to be able to take your earnings out completely tax-free. And it also gives younger people accessibility to their contributions so that it gives them a lot more liquidity or a lot more flexibility than a traditional IRA. So it's a strategy that we do like to see young people use for those reasons and more, but that's not the investment. So if someone, Peg, says to me, well, what's Wealth Enhancement paying on their Roth IRAs right now? That I can't answer that question because it depends upon what is the investment. Think of a Roth IRA as the strategy or as a holding tank. And what I put in that holding tank could be stocks, could be bonds, could be funds, could be a money market account, could be real estate, gold and silver, and other precious metals. Now, because John's nephew is young and probably has a long time horizon, I think Peg and I would agree that the investments in that strategy of Roth IRA should be exposed to the stock market, because stocks historically, despite their potential short-term volatility, historically have given investors their long-term best returns. And it sounds like John's nephew, we're talking long-term. So, yes, John, Peg and I both love the idea of him putting money in a Roth IRA, and we think the investment should have exposure to the stock market. Susie?
All right, 651-461-9226. That is the number for you to call. We have 10 minutes left to take your calls and your texts. 651-461-9226. That first half hour, Bruce and Peg, we were talking about having a financial advisor and taking a big picture look at your life. People early on in the show did want to know, what is the cost to a person? I know initially you have that free consultation, but going forward, if someone chooses to use Wealth Enhancement, what is the cost? From a texter wrote that.
Peg, you want to take it?
Sure. Sure. It's interesting that, Bruce, when you started the firm, you actually just said there's a certain amount that people are paying today. This is 25 years ago, and they're paying for only if the advisor could beat the market, right? They're paying for that, getting the right stock or getting the right bond. No comprehensive advice was attached back then. Well, Wealth Enhancement Group said, hey, we're going to have that same fee-based, you know, structure. And we think that it's important that we, you know, promise that we're going to have more eyes look at things, have a team approach, do the unified financial plan, that kind of thing. So our compensation structure was directly related to this level of transparency for our clients, because we knew that we were giving so much more than the competition. And we believe in what's called a fee-based relationship. And we believe that that's important because you want to have a long-term relationship with your client. So our clients know upfront what they're paying. They have a clear, easy-to-understand fee structure. And, by the way, we remind them what they're paying on their annual reviews and if they call in and ask questions. And I feel that that's important. The other thing is our advisors' goals are then aligned with their clients, right? If they have full disclosure about what they're charging. So we use what's called a fee-based plan. And depending on how many assets you have with us, we have kind of a universal scale that we use. And it's kind of interesting, Bruce, in that when I do these introduction meetings, one of the first things I ask people is, I know you already have an advisor, but what rate of return are you getting? And not many people know that. And then what are you paying? Not many people know that. And I'm kind of in awe about a lot of people don't know. So once again, I feel like we do a good job of explaining how we fee people. And then especially during the unified process in the beginning, you couldn't possibly engage somebody if you don't know, what's this going to cost going forward. Bruce?
Yeah, just to add a little clarity, Peg, that's a great answer. In terms of the specific percentage, again, as Peg said, there's a scale and that can vary a little bit. But Peg, I think this is right. I think if you look corporate-wide, all across the country, all the clients, all the fees, I think on average it comes in a little over 1% a year, like at about 1.2%. Now, again, if you come and see us, don't hold me to that specific number, but it's going to be close. So what that means is if you invest $100,000 with us, your annual fee is going to be about $1,200, roughly, give or take a few bucks. But again, by charging that flat percentage, we are highly motivated or highly incentivized to want to do well for you, because if we take the same percentage of a bigger number, that's more to our bottom line. So we're in this together. We do better when our clients do better. But again, unlike other people in our space that might charge a similar fee for only doing money management at Wealth Enhancement, that fee gets you money management and all this comprehensive financial planning that Pega and I have been talking about at no additional cost, which is why I tell people all the time, if you can't see the value net of cost, you should fire me. And again, I'm blessed to say we don't get fired very often. And number two, I'll say this publicly, if you can find anybody in our space, I say this at all my seminars, Peg, all my speaking engagements, if you can find somebody that does what we do for less than we do it, don't hire us, go hire them. I don't think they exist, so I'm pretty comfortable saying that. So we're very transparent about fees. We don't mind talking about it. I think, Peg, a lot of people in our space, a lot of advisors don't want to talk about how they get paid. We're happy to talk about it. We're glad to talk about it. We're very transparent. Susie?
I also like, Bruce, when you gave that average, Wealth Enhancement Group has grown a lot over the last decade. And we, as of the first of the year, we have $70 billion under management. So that's just huge, right? We have 430 advisors from the East Coast to the West Coast. We have 110 offices. And so it's not like Wealth Enhancement Group is small and we're just taking a little subset of, we're charging this. This is across the nation, and so I'm glad that you brought up that average. I would say everybody is kind of unique, too, in their fee structure, because one of the things that we do that maybe other firms don't do is if you have an account and you bought, let's pretend here that you bought Apple 20 years ago, and now that's worth $1 million, and we're not going to manage it. We can help you advise on maybe when to sell it, but maybe we don't charge on that asset. So there's a lot of unique things, and that's why that introductory meeting is very, very important, so that you get educated on what it would be generally, what it would cost to engage with Wealth Enhancement Group. Susie?
All right, very good. 651-461-9226. A texter writes, what are the signs that you should change your financial advisor, but you want to stay in the same company? How do you approach that? Seems like a Miss Manners kind of question.
Peg, you want to address that?
Sure. That actually has happened. Absolutely, it has happened. One of the things that we normally do is seek to learn, right? Why, what's happening and why that relationship may not be, valuable to you. A lot of times I can tell you there's usually just kind of a miscommunication. And but Wealth Enhancement Group is open to looking at if there's something that particular advisor isn't giving you that you would like to change to another one. We're definitely open to that. We work as a big team. You would just a lot of times people don't want to call the actual advisor, so they'll just call someone. Actually, I get some of those calls, and then I just work with that particular advisor and then make a different match of an advisor if we need to do that. Bruce?
Yeah, and I've actually had clients request changing and working with a different advisor other than myself. And for in my situation, it's usually been geographic. Like they move to Florida or they move to northern Minnesota in the Brainerd Lakes area, and we will set them up with an advisor that's more geographically convenient, even though obviously in today's world, I can actually service clients, all over the country with technology and phone and Zoom and Skype and so forth. But sometimes you want that face-to-face presence, and so I've had that happen. And you're right, Peg. We it's a smooth transition, and nobody's offended, and it's fine. And I always tell people, whoever your advisor is, it's really about your connection and their personality and how well you get along. But all of our advisors, regardless of our personality and technical expertise, have the same back office, have the same roundtable team of specialists that we can get help from. So the experience is going to be remarkably similar wherever you go. And Susie, I don't think we're going to have time to squeeze in another question. So just to finish the thought on this one, again, being a fiduciary, sometimes, Peg, I take a meeting with somebody that has another advisor and they're thinking about moving, and I review what the advisor's done for them. I review the advice or the investments, and I will tell them, I don't think you need to make a switch. I think your advisor's doing a good job, and I'm not sure how we can be value added. But even in that case, it was probably fruitful and beneficial for that person to get that second opinion, to have more confidence that the advisor they're with, that they are having a good experience. And I will tell them that, and I know you will too. And Susie, I think we're about out of time.
Yes, we are. That music's a dead giveaway. 1-888-6-ADVICE. Again, that's 1-888-6-ADVICE for that free consultation. You can also email questions to yourmoney@wealthenhancement.com. Make it a great week.